But a testimony is a statement of a changed life that over the years is absolutely changed from what it was. A lot of people are, and there's nothing wrong with feeling good, with being clean for a period of time. There's nothing wrong with that sense of accomplishment that you might have from it. But I'm going to tell you that you never should have been getting high. Hello? You never should have been drinking. You never should have been sleeping around. You never should have been those things, and you always knew it. Hello? Are you hearing this? But you have to have a testimony. And a testimony is, once I was these things, but now I am His thing. Did you get that? And there is a line drawn that you must be careful never to step over again. You must take and cut loose those people and those things that were of darkness and walk in the light the rest of your life. Now, people ask me all the time, well, Dominic, how do you do it? Really? I tell you this all the time. A guy taught me this, that you make a decision and you live with it. Right? Don't tell me about how hard it is. Because prison is hard. Watching your brothers die is hard. Being separated from your family is hard. But in comparison to those things, living right cannot be considered hard. Are you getting that? You must understand that it is much better to take the little tougher road than to take the hard road. The tougher road is to live and be right, even when you don't want to. But the hard road is to consistently bump your head again and again and again and lose everything that you might have gained. Are you hearing me? But you see, if you don't start to think soberly in all your actions, it is inevitable that you will bump your head again. If you don't start to choose your friends and what you dwell on, then you will bump your head again. If I go hang out on a street corner, don't go to church no more, visit with the same people that I've always known in my life that are doing the same things that they've always done in their life, the chances are really good that I'm going to end up in the same place I've already been in my life. Amen? See, we always want to play games. But I want to teach the truth. And the statement is in this Bible study is keep it clean. What? Your life. Amen. Father, as I come before you today, God, I just ask as I read this word that each and every person in this room grabs a hold of this, God. That God, you are very practical in that you lay out what we're supposed to be in our life. God, you don't just tell us what to do. You tell us how to do it. And today, God, I ask that people receive your word so that they might understand the truth. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said, amen. See, God is not somebody that just tells you to do something without showing you how to do it. This is the Bible. It is human beings' owner manual. Right? If you go buy a new car, inside of it is an owner's manual that tells you when to maintenance it, how to take care of it, when you're to schedule checkups and stuff. And this is the same thing for people. It is not just a bunch of words on a page. It is a book that teaches you new life skills. But you can be taught new life skills, but if you do not apply them, they do not work. If you do not change the oil in your new car, sooner or later, you're going to blow that baby up. You must apply the new life skills to your life to have a clean life. And if you do not take and apply these skills to your life, then you will not have a clean life. Amen? Right off the get-go, you must pray. Seek, ask God. And hang around with those who do. Did you get that? You must become a person that learns how to fast to grow closer to God. Yes, that means that fifth or sixth serving that you usually eat must be cut out along with the first one once in a while. Amen? You must learn to live a life that is an example to others of God in you by learning who God is. You must make Him number one in your life. And above all, you must learn the Word of God and practice it with your life. I'm going today to 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 1. 2 Corinthians, chapter 6. Now, how many people know they were bought with a price? The shed blood of Jesus, right? That was the price. He paid blood. Your blood bought children. He shed His blood for you. Your blood bought children. That's a high price. So if you think you're still your own person, then you do not appreciate the things of God. He bought you with His very blood. Amen? And if you could get a concept of that, your life will change. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. We then, as workers together with Him, you are now bought with a price, so you are His workers. Hello? So where does it say do what you want to do? And you'll never read it in the Bible. So get over yourself. It says, we then, as workers together with Him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. What's He saying? Don't abuse God. Receive His grace in the spirit it is meant, which is in love, and return His love that He gave you back again through you to Him. Amen? Share that love He poured out on you. Are you getting this? You see, you are to give back to Him the same love that He already has given to you. And that means that you obey Him and you serve Him. All right? For He says, in an acceptable time, I have heard you. Right? He's heard your prayers. He's heard your crying out. He's heard your hurt, your pain. And in the day of salvation, I have helped you. He says, okay, I heard you. Now I have helped you. Right? Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. What's He talking about? Today! Today is the day when you're supposed to pay back what He has given to you. Right? Today is the day that you have been bought for. Today is the day you're supposed to live for God. Not a week from now, not a month from now, not a year from now. This day, today, you owe Him. You were bought with a price. Are you getting that? That kind of puts to rest all that. See, I don't care if people serve God or not. I'm going to serve God. I mean, I'm going to tell them, you should serve God. You were bought with the blood of Jesus. But you see, most people don't appreciate nothing anyway. And they don't appreciate God either, or else they wouldn't be out still using dope. They still wouldn't be out being a drunk. They wouldn't be out pulling the same crap if they appreciated their salvation. Right? I'm going to tell you how much you appreciate God by the way you live. And I ain't listening to your glory hallelujahs and falling on the ground kicking and barking like a dog. Amen? By your daily life, I will see if you appreciate the things of God. And the rest of it is a church crock. Playing church. Amen? All right. It says, we give no offense in anything that our ministry may not be blamed. What's it saying? I will live a lawful life. I will live a life committed unto others. I will live a humble life. Why? So that nobody can say, I do this for money. So that nobody can say, I do this for me. So that nobody can say that I live my own life, but I live for Him who saved me. I have people I know right now are supposed to be youth pastors, but they're so caught up in the things of the world that they will not be a youth pastor because they would have to give up things. I will not be a part of that trap. I will serve the Lord. If I have to walk from church to church and live on beans and rice and Jesus Christ, which I have done, then that's what I'll do. And it ain't no joke, and it is a fact, and it can't be documented. I've lived that life. Amen? Why? Because He is worthy. Period. So whatever troubles and things you go through in a day, He is worthy. Whatever you got to go through to get to where you need to get in a day, He is worthy. No matter the humiliation you might suffer because of other people's attitudes, He is worthy. And if you really appreciate your salvation, you live that kind of life. Keeping it clean so that you will not be reproached, and as a consequence, neither will He. Amen? But in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God, in much patience, in tribulation, in needs and distresses, in strife, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in sleeplessness, in fastings, by purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love. What's He saying? I am going to live for Him. I'm going to live for Him in a way that other people know that I live for Him. And no matter what I go through, in the end, I am going to live for Him. Amen? This is a man that really loves the Lord. This is one that appreciates the salvation that God Almighty has brought into his life. This ain't a jokester. This ain't a half-stepper. This is a person that knows that he is a blood-bought child of the living God. Are you getting this? Keep it clean. Keep it clean. Why? So that God will be glorified. Amen? It says, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. I will serve the Lord. That's what he's saying. O Corinthians, we have spoken openly to you. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own affections. Now in turn for the same, I speak to you as children. You also be open. Be as me. Live like me. Do whatever it takes for Him who loves you and me. Amen? Appreciate your salvation. Appreciate the fact that He shed His blood for you. And live a life that's a clean life so that reproach will not come against Him through you. Right? I'm so sick of dope fiends downtown talking about God. I mean, rattling, man. Rattling. Nobody's listening to you, fool. Why? Because you represent a fool. You confess and profess the truth of God and you live like hell. How dare you? Shut up. Don't mention his name. So that you will not bring reproach upon him who saved you. Well, Dominic, that's mean. No, that's real. Nobody is going to listen to anybody about God from a dope fiend. Nobody is going to listen to anybody about God from a guy or a girl who can't keep their pants on. Nobody is going to listen to anything from a guy or a girl who got a ratchet jaw. Nobody is going to listen to anything from a guy or a girl who is a habitual liar or a thief. Nor should they. Keep it clean. Do you see the point? You see, I want to cut through the crap. How many people in this room want to do a mighty work for God? Good, then keep it clean. Amen? What does that mean? Live for Him every day, not just the days you choose. Not just Sunday and Wednesday, or Sunday and Thursday, or Sunday and Saturday and Wednesday. Every day! If you get married, treat your mate like a king or queen. Right? If you have children, raise them up the way they're supposed to be. Pay your bills. Amen? Take care of the things that you're supposed to take care of. Do the stuff you're supposed to do. Why? So that God gets the glory and there is no reproach for Him in you. Well, there's another Christian. What a flake. Huh? I love those high spiritual Christians, man. I got a word from the Lord for you. Here, I got a word for you. Shut up. Until you live a life that I can see, where you pay tithes and offerings, you're submitted to a pastor, you understand authority and the authority of God, you got nothing to say to me. And don't tell me just when you got saved that all of a sudden God gave only you the revelation. You getting it? People come in here and within 6 months, all of a sudden they're great. At what? Do you understand? Walk it out every day. Walk it out. Walk it out. I said that just because you got off dope or this or that or whatever doesn't even give you a testimony. Your testimony is of a changed life. It don't happen overnight. So be quiet and learn. And as you learn what is spoken to you, walk it out. In years to come, God will use you. How many people think there's a little sense in this? But if you're a stinking yo-yo, that you're in and out of here all the time, nobody wants to hear a dang thing you got to say. Why? Because you can't practice what you already know, so why are you talking about things that you don't even believe in? Did you get that? If you can't walk out your salvation in God, do you think somebody's going to listen to you? You got to keep it clean. You got to watch your walk. This may be a hard message, but it's a real true message. Amen? You guys crack me up. And please, when I say you guys, I mean the world, not just people in this room. I mean people in general. They crack me up. They're bought with the price of the shed blood of Jesus, and they go out and marry a devil. Somebody walks through the doors of a church with a cute skirt or manly shoulders, and all the girls and the guys' heads turns, and they go, ooh. And before you know it, everything that Jesus died for is out the car, and you're hooked up with a snake. You would not believe how many times I've seen that. I can watch them walk in, and they've walked right into this room here. Walked right into this room and took people out. And I'm sitting there watching. I hope they got better sense than that. But, nope. Do not be unequally yoked. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Do not marry an unbeliever. You ain't even supposed to date. You're supposed to wait until God speaks. You start dating and you're going to end up in that trap right now because you can't control yourself because you are yet a babe. Because if you weren't a babe, you wouldn't be teasing yourself. Amen? Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. What does that mean? Not just marriage, but friendship. You better have friends that are of God, so when you're weak, they'll give you godly counsel instead of ungodly counsel. Amen? This is the Word of God. What did I tell you? It's the owner's manual for people who want to follow God. To do it successfully. To make the long run. Amen? You got a brand new life, but you can booger it up just like you did the old one. Amen? Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? Why do you hang out with your old murderer buddies on the street corner? Your old thieves, your old, promiscuous young men and women, the ones in the neighborhood that are cool, party, all the rest of it. Why? Because you want to go back? Oh, no, Brother Dominic. But I assure you, if you hang out with them, you will go back. And what communion has light with darkness? The only time that you are to mingle is for the glory of God. And you better be strong enough to be a light inside of that darkness. And you better be like me that gives himself time limits to be in those places. I can walk into a worldly party, but I'll give myself an hour time limit. Right? I'll go over, I'll drink Pepsi. I'll eat carne asada, whatever they got. I'll smile. I'll be happy. And then I'll watch my clock here, and when it ticks away and gets to that spot, I am out of there. Why? I'm not going to hang around in the darkness long enough for the darkness to overtake me. I am going to be in the darkness to shed that light that everybody sees the truth that I love the Lord and He loves me. And tell them the truth that I'm on the real high now. Goodbye. See you later. Arrivederci. Amen? You understand? You got to get some sense in your life. You got to live clean. You play around with dirt, you get dirt on you. You need to be clean. Amen? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Worshippers of other gods like money. Go hang out with the rich. All they talk about is stocks and bonds, and they talk about this and that and mansions and houses. What do you got to do with those things? Your mansions is above. Your riches rest in heaven. Don't get caught up in worldly traps. Amen? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? Do you know that you are a temple of God? Then why do you hang out with idol worshipers? You do. Are you getting this? You better wake up. You want to go hang around with people that are dirt bags and stuff and expect not to get dirt on you? You're a fool. You're to always be in a place where you are the light. Whatever it takes. Because you got to live clean. Because you've been bought with the shed blood of Jesus Christ. It says, and what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them. Come out! Most people I know that backslide just keep going back to the same people they were with before they backslid. You foolish person, you. Do you really think that after 5 or 6 months or a year of being clean, you're going to go hang out with somebody you've known all your life and not drink or smoke dope or do something? What's wrong with you? Especially if you're away from a covering. Amen? Because you know if I'm there, I'm going to walk right up and jack you. You know I will. But you mostly won't even jack yourself yet. you'll still want to be cool, fit in, be a part of. That's why I tell you it takes time. You need to stay underneath your covering. You need to do the things that you're supposed to do until that appointed time. Amen? How many people think this makes sense? Come on. Let's get real. Therefore, come out from among them. That's a command. Come out from among them. Cut them loose! What does cut them loose mean? Stay away. And be separate. What does that mean? Separate yourself. Says the Lord. Do not touch what is what? Unclean. And I will receive you. And I will be a father to you. And you shall be my sons and daughters. Says the Lord Almighty. You know, we went all the way through there, and Paul doesn't make no mistakes. The Bible doesn't make no mistakes. Went all the way through there and gave you instruction. Amen? Step by step, I've given you instruction. It's not my instruction. It's God's instruction. Right? He's telling you, you are blood bought. Appreciate it. Live like you appreciate it. Tells you to clean up the life that you've had. To not be a part of darkness no more. To not be a part of those things that are unclean no more. To not be around those people that are unclean. And it says, if you will do these things. Remember that word if? It's a big word. If you will be clean, you will be my sons and my daughters, says the Lord. You see, people, anybody can be his child. But the way I know that you want to be his child is by the way you live. Hello. Oh, I'm glad you got down on your face for the 40th time and said the sinner's prayer. I'm glad that once more God, through his Holy Spirit power, touched your stinking rock heart. But I'm going to know that you want to be his son or his daughter by the way you act the rest of your life. A testimony is a statement of a changed life. And in order to become a true son or daughter and walk in that power, you must keep it clean. Are you hearing me here today? That's why I don't play with people. You know what? I'm not a player. I never was a player. I was always just ice cold. There's black and there's white. There's truth and there's lies. And I operated it. You understand? I'm not going to hustle nobody. I'm not going to pet nobody. You are the one that must make the choice to be his son or his daughter. Right? I can't do that for you. I can't coerce you into it. It's like old Jaime upstairs, fourth time here. Comes into my office, get me out of here. I told him, you got nothing coming, young man. And if you're here for the second, third, or fourth time, you got nothing coming. God's unending mercy and grace is upon you. That's what you got. Now, if you want to be his son or his daughter, then keep it clean. You know the truth. Keep your lies to yourself. Are you getting it? I'm here to tell you today that God wants all of us to be his sons or his daughters. All of us. It's available. But the truth is this. You got to want to be his son and daughter. And the way we know that it is true is by the fruits. The fruits of your life. Keep it clean. Father, I love you, God. And let it be today that each person in this place gets a hold of this. Lord, we're not talking about perfection. We all make mistakes, Lord. But if indeed we make a mistake, we will repent and serve you, God. Lord, let it be today that you empower us to walk this life, that we might be all that you planned for us. And above all, God, we quit the lying to ourselves. And we just absolutely right now receive this truth that you want us all to be the sons and the daughters. But in the end, Lord, He's already chosen us. We must choose Him by our life. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said,
Amen.
Amen.